Friends, peace be with you.
我们高兴看到很多新朋友在我们当中来。
We're excited to see visitors and our old friends together tonight, this morning.
我们今天有很特别的 讲员, 就是罗牧师, 我们的老朋友, 到我们东京, 当, 到, 在我们当中。
Today we're grateful to have our familiar friend, Reverend Dr. Brad Long, giving us the word this morning.
罗牧师在前几天跟我在长岛, 我们在那边带领一个聚会。
This past weekend, Dr. Long and Pastor Chang, they went to have a conference out in Long Island.
非常成功, 那边都是全部都是美国的白人。
It was a wonderful time. They had a great moment, and they led worship, this conference for a Caucasian community.
当然罗牧师也白人,
and of course, Dr. Long is white also.
只有我一个黄的。
And he was the only Asian representative.
但是我们看到圣灵在那边做很好很好的工作。
But they saw the coming of the Holy Spirit in the works that they have done in the presence.
当中很有意思的就是我们当中也有那个被鬼附的在我们当中。
And in the midst of them, there was someone that was demonized in the moment.
I think not only one.
Oh, not only one, okay.
特别有一个很凶悍的就坐在第一排。
And there was one that sat close to the front.
我看他就一直盯着罗牧师。
And as we watched him, you see him just staring at Dr. Long.
然后我说糟糕怎么办。
And so Pastor Chang in his heart, he's thinking like, okay, what should we do?
我就坐在他旁边好了。
So he just sat next to him.
因为没有人敢坐在他旁边。
And because no one's willing to sit next to him.
因为那边的人都知道那个人是有被鬼附的。
Because everybody in that area knew that this man was demonized.
我去跟他坐在旁边的时候跟他握手了。
And so he sat next to him and tried to shake his hand and the guy was like, whoa.
Good chance. 然后他我可以看到他对着罗牧师哇很凶狠的样子。
You can see him, his eyes fixed and focused on Dr. Long.
可是你知道我当时呢开始也头痛，我那个很厉害啊。
And so in that moment, Pastor Chang felt a spiritual attack by manifestation of a headache.
但是我不能够站起来就走掉啊。
But he wasn't able to just get up and leave.
你知道我们基督徒有最好的武器是什么呢？
Do you know what's the greatest advantage of a follower of Jesus?
你们知道基督徒最好的武器是什么？ 就是祷告。
The greatest weapon is prayer.
而且我比他们白人更好，我懂得三种语言。
And the great thing about being Asian is that you have more than one dialect.
因为我就用台语祷告。
So he prayed in Taiwanese.
因为耶稣听得懂。
Because Jesus can hear it.
那个邪灵听不懂。
But the spirit inside wouldn't hear it.
所以我就一直捆绑。
So he's continuing binding the spirit within this gentleman.
而且我一直祝福这个人。
And he's continuing to bless this gentleman.
最初开始的时候他这个样子。
In the beginning he was closed off, hands folded.
但是到下午的时候,他整个心就柔软下来了。
And by the afternoon, his heart calmed down and completely opened.
他在唱歌的时候,他可以在那边摇来摇去。
And so while they were singing, he was able to dance and worship.
因为昨天罗牧师的信息非常非常好。
Because yesterday's the word that Dr. Long shared was very, very, very important and good.
所以感谢主啊。但是因为我们住在长岛,那边海风太大。
But the only problem is we were in Long Island and the wind was very strong over there.
而且又住在海边啊,
and it's also by the sea.
这个很漂亮的别墅,但是那冷气,暖气不够。
It was a pretty scenery, but there was no, the heat was very little.
所以罗牧师跟我都感冒。
And so, Pastor Chang and Dr. Long, they're both sick right now.
所以罗牧师呢, 结束以后才发现,哦,整个人不行。
So after the conference was over, he realized, Dr. Long recognized he was not well.
昨天晚上我们很感谢那个我们李老李长老跟曾玲姐他们夫妻请要请罗牧师的请我去跟师母去。And
so they were grateful because last evening Elder Emeritus Elder Lee and his wife invited Dr. Long and Pastor Chang and also Miss Chang to their home.
结果他们三四个人都吃得很少，只有我吃最多了。And
and many of them they ate very little except for Pastor Chang, he ate the most.
那个
And that's when Pastor Dr. Long started feeling really sick.
所以我们两个糟糕，明天我们都不能够上讲台怎么办？
And they were frightened because they were wondering like what happens if we can't be up here to preach the word.
而且我在这里要告诉我们诸位，那种属灵的征战，我在这里告诉我们诸位，那是真实的事情。
And what we want to teach you is the fact is that spiritual warfare is such a real thing.
你知道昨天晚上我带师母去。 And
so Pastor Chang was taking Ms. Chang to Elder Lee's house last night.
回来了以后呢, 糟糕, 我可以, 但是我就不行了。
And so as they returned, it was like, oh no, Pastor Chang was okay, but Ms. Chang was not well.
他就告诉我说, 我头痛不得了,心脏不舒服, 你现在赶快送我到急诊室去。
Ms. Chang was worried because she said she's not feeling well, her head hurts, her chest hurts, so you have to take me to urgent care.
所以我送师母到那个居东长老附近的那个医院的那个紧急室emergency去。
So Pastor Chang took Ms. Chang to the ER at North Shore LRJ.
所以我到那边的时候，我觉得啊，大概看一下就可以了。
And Pastor Chang assumed like, oh, we could just, you know, just be there, just examine, and we'll be good.
大概他看到医生，大概心里面就可以平顶下来。
And maybe as the doctor examines her, her heart will just calm down.
结果折腾到今天早上5点钟。
Little did they know, they stayed there until 5 in the morning today.
所以医生决定要把师母留在医院里面。
So the doctors determined that she had to be admitted into the hospital.
所以回来赶快睡2个钟头。
And so Pastor Chang only slept 2 hours today.
所以你可以看到在神的家里面，你可以看到一方面很喜乐，可以看到弟兄姊妹蒙恩得祝福。
So as you can see, in the midst of the presence of God, we realize that there is joy and excitement.
这是另一方面，你也发现在我们的生命里面，在我们的环境里面。
But as you realize, within your soul and in the environment around us, there is a war happening. So within your soul, you have to constantly make one decision.
你要向邪恶投降，我不要跟你坐在一起了，可以吗？
So could we just say like, oh, we don't want you to be together? Could we?
或者是
Or are we going to say to the enemy, we're not afraid of you? Because I have someone who's greater than you. His name is Jesus Christ.
所以求主帮助我们,盼望你做基督徒,你有耶稣基督生命在你身上的时候是不一样。
So may we pray that you recognize that with Christ within you, your life is completely different.
所以我不要再讲到下去,要请罗牧师讲。
Yeah, so we're not going to preach more. You know what happens when pastors on a pulpit, but we're going to ask Dr. Long to come up.
现在要介绍罗牧师,很多人认识他,罗牧师是我们教会30几年的好朋友。
So we want to introduce Dr. Long to our community here. Dr. Long has been a great friend of ours for about the past 30 years.
罗牧师曾经想到中国去做宣教的工作。
And Dr. Long had a dream to go to China to be a missionary.
但是呢，好像不太可能，所以他就到台湾去。However,
it wasn't possible in that time, so he went to Taiwan as a missionary.
他到台湾做9年的宣教师。He was
a missionary for 9 years in Taiwan.
所以他可以讲一口流利的中国话。So
he could speak better than our EM, Mandarin.
他说罗牧师的中国话比我们的年轻人更好。所以我们在这里非常高兴，而且我们教会是借着罗牧师把圣灵的观念跟知识跟圣经的真理来我们教会，跟我们一起来，他们每年都来在我们当中跟我们教导了快将近30年的时间。
And Dr. Long has been with our partnering of our community for the past 30 years, teaching the works of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们感谢主，我们有这么一位爱华人，而且愿意跟我们在一起的弟兄，他真的很关心我们，所以我们教会建立神学院，都是他在跟我们当中一起来建立的。
It's why we're so grateful to have such a gentleman that has a depth of heart for China and willing to partner with us. This is the reason why our seminary, when we developed it, was really with partnership with Dr. Long and Pierre.
罗牧师他现在是那个 PRMI, 就是 Presbyterian Reform Ministry International的那个 执行主任。
He's the president of PRMI, Presbyterian Reform Ministries International.
Yeah, 我们曾经一起合作的非常好，我曾经当这个组织，这个组织在是全世界大概有10几个国家都有这种宣教的工作，我曾经做这个组织的董事长。
And Pastor Chang has been on the board and have been helping out their organization, which has been catering to many countries around the world.
所以我跟罗牧师特别到亚洲去的时候，我们两个去好多十几个国家。
And so Pastor Chang and Dr. Long has frequently went into the continent of, in Asia and to do a lot of mission work.
包括我们去台湾、去香港、去中国好多次。
Many times they went to Taiwan, China, and Hong Kong many times.
所以我们感谢主哈，我不要多说，我们大家现在就让我们欢迎，拍手欢迎罗牧师。So
we just want to give a thanks to Dr. Long as we invite him up.
在他还没有来之前，我们先读圣经。
But before he comes up, we're going to read the word of God.
Okay. 我需要夸奖你们牧师弟兒，给我翻译好吧。 很有意思，在 Long Island 有很多那个白人来参加的，在他们当中有些有名的牧师。
So Dr. Long sharing the past weekend they were having a conference out in Long Island with a lot of important leader pastors and leaders in the Caucasian community.
And John 牧师亲自做见证。
And Pastor Chang was sharing his testimony.
他也是跟大家分享。 你们的教会复兴起来的秘诀，的基础就是祷告。
And Pastor Chang was sharing about our story of our church, how we need to develop and grow is all through the centering of prayer.
很有意思，我们为他们按手祷告的时候，这些有名的牧师不要找我，请我为他们祷告。
And so it was very interesting because during their ministry time as they were coming up for prayer, they didn't want to go to Dr. Long for prayer. All these famous pastors ran to Pastor Chang.
因为他给他们很好的榜样，如何建立教会，如何让教会复兴起来。
Because it gave them such a great framework of if you want your church to grow.
很有意思。 那时候圣灵真的浇灌在我们的身上。哇！It
was amazing time because in that moment the Holy Spirit really fell upon them and in the room.
好，谢谢。哎呀，求主帮助我，不要骄傲。对对对，你不用教为你祷告，要谦卑的。对对对对对。Pastor
Chang asked for prayers of humbling.
好，弟兄姊妹，请我们一起来读两处的圣经。We're
going to read two passages this morning.
第一处的圣经是在那个旧约圣经。The
first passage will be in the Old Testament.
列王记上。First
Kings.
列王记上第十九章。First
Kings chapter 19.
从第13节到第18节。Verse
13 to 18.
列王记上第十九章的十八节到。
So 1 Kings chapter
19 verse 13 to 18. 好。列王记上第19章的13节到18节。 We will read Chinese first and then we will ask about that. Pastor Kevin will lead you in English. Okay, 列王记上第十九章的十三节，来，听见用外衣蒙上脸出来，站在洞口，有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”他说：“我为耶和华万军神大发热心。” 因为以色列背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的腕，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华对他说：“你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到那里就要高哈谢做亚兰王，又高林氏孙子耶户做以色列王。” 并高亚伯米和拉人沙法我的儿子以利沙做先知接续你将来躲避哈谢之刀的必被耶户所杀躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人是未曾向巴利屈膝的未曾与巴利亲嘴的 于是这里了，这就可以了，对。好，第二处的圣经是在使徒行传，使徒行传第四章，新约使徒行传第四章。
Our second passage will be from Acts chapter 4.
第四章25节到31节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 25 to 31.
使徒行传第四章25节到31节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 25 to 31.
这是耶稣的门徒们在面对挑战的时候，面对当时罗马政府的压迫的时候，在神的面前他们的祷告。第四章的二十五节到三十一节，翻到的话我们一起来诵读来。你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们主大卫的口说，外邦为何什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起来，神宰也聚集，要抵挡主并主的受膏者。希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所膏的圣仆耶稣，成就你手和你只一直所预定必有的事。他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。好，感谢主。
Friends, we will be reading in English, so our first passage is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 13 to 18. We'll read, the word of the Lord says this, And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave, and behold, there came a voice to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophet with the sword. And I, even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said to him, Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael, the king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be the king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, and you shall anoint them to be the prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So this is our first passage. Our second passage will be from Acts chapter 4, verse 25 to 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 25 to 31. The word of the Lord says this, Who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, Why did the Gentiles rage? Why did the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in the city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, and to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, the Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hands to heal. And signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they gathered together was shaken. And when they all were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness, friends, this is the word of the Lord. So thanks be to God.
OK， 请弟兄姊妹，我们来欢迎罗牧师要跟我们分享。可是还有一件事情哈，我们当中如果戴那个帽子的哈，请你们把帽子拿下来，表示在圣堂里面对神的尊重。好。
谢谢。Well, 大家平安。
Peace be with you.
Peace with everybody. And it's really wonderful to be back.
Wow, 很高兴让我又能够回到我们当中来。
When I found out I was coming to Long Island, I called Pastor John and said, hey, why don't you go with me?
Yeah. 因为罗牧师来的时候他被邀请去长岛带领会哈。他说诶张牧师你跟我去好吗
And originally I thought I would be preaching in the church in Long Island, but no, they didn't want me to preach. And so I ended up here.
我以为他们要我在那边教导完了以后礼拜天就在那边讲道结果呢、yeah, so, 他们没有那个计划所以我就把机会留给你们。
So, I'm really, the message I have today is a little bit difficult.
我今天要跟我们分享的信息有一点难度。
These are odd passages. Okay.
刚才所读的这两段经文呢。
And the context for the Old Testament, the first Kings.
那个第一段就是从旧约圣经里面那个是列王记上的话那一段圣经呢是在以色列国
is a difficult time in the history of Israel when apostasy had taken over Israel and they had fallen away
因为在当时的北以色列国呢他们真的背叛神他们的信仰已经走歪掉了那是当时的国家一个危险的记号
It was a time when the devilwas opposing God's people and God's work.
因为你可以感受到在那里不但有邪灵还有邪教在那个地方在抵挡神的家还有神的国还有呢人神的百姓。
And you find the same thing happening in the book of Acts.
同样的你在新约在刚才所读的使徒行传里面也同样的有这种事情发生。
In the summary of theContext is why do the nations rage?
在刚才我们所读的《使徒行传》第四章说，为什么世界上的外邦人呢这么争闹呢
？Why do the kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord?
为什么世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主并他的受膏者呢？
Well, I believe that the situation in 1 Kings, the kings of the earth, the king of Israel, Ahab, and his wife Jezebel, they were opposing God.
为什么呢？最主要的在旧约那个时代的北以色列国，当时的王叫做亚哈王，他的皇后叫做耶洗别。他们夫妻是抵挡耶和华神的信仰的。
And the same thing is happening in the New Testament with the beginning of the church, with the founding of the church.
第二段圣经我们从使徒行传当时看到当时的社会呢虽然是犹太人住的地方当时他们是在罗马帝国的里面。Yeah,
and,
同样的在做同样的事。
And what was happening was that the Roman government, but also the Jewish government, Herod, were opposing the church.
因为当时的罗马帝国，因为当时的犹太人他们是罗马帝国的殖民地，还有呢，当时在管理犹太人的希律王，两个敌对的势力都对基督信仰产生很大的敌对。
Now I believe that we have been and are in a similar situation right here in the United States of America.
我在这里要告诉我们诸位，你读到圣经的时候，你可以想象，其实我们美国虽然是基督教创立的国家，但是我们的国家在过去几年就面对了同样的问题。
And not just America, but most disturbing, or is the United Kingdom, England, these great traditional Christian countries, Western countries.
所以不是只有美国而已， 甚至在欧洲那些基督教信仰的国家，特别大英帝国，同样的面对这种骚扰跟攻击。
In which the kings of the earth, now read leaders, political leaders, are doing what? They have been banded together to oppose God's kingdom work.
就是在地上那些掌权的君王们连结起来，用他们的权柄要抵挡基督的信仰，而且耶稣基督成为这个世界的君王。
Now that's people we've been through. I mean, here in New York, New York and California are the two states that are leading the way in opposing Christianity, in opposing the church.
特别是在美国呢。有两个州哈，一个是纽约州，另外一个州是加州。这两个州的带领者呢，就公然的带领他们的政府的官员抵挡基督信仰。
But it's also countries like United Kingdom, but also Australia. Australia was a Christian country.
所以大英帝国跟澳大利亚这两个国澳大利亚不是奥地利澳大利亚
Australia, yeah.
那就是澳洲哈
澳洲
一起在抵挡他们的政权也一样。
And of course the same thing in Europe.
同样在欧洲的国家也差不多。
This is really, there's been a lot of attacks against freedom of speech.
因为什么呢因为借着什么呢我们可以自由发表你的思想。就用那个在做他们的武器攻击基督信仰。
Against the freedom of religion.
他们要攻击那个宗教自由。
And the imposition of a whole set of ideas that are opposed to our founding values.
而且他们用他们好像很漂亮的话。
Yeah.
来做什么呢来攻击原来在基督信仰里面所建立起来的思想跟那个架构。
And this has brought great confusion in our country.
所以这个给我们国家带来好大的混淆。
Like, how many sexes are there? Is it male, female? Or is it male, female?Trans,
on and on and on, Q plus. I mean, how many are there? 你说举个最简单的例子，我们不是说一男一女吗？怎么还有双同性、双性，而且还有你今天可以当男的，明天想当女的就变女的？那个性别呢，排了七十几个。
So, I mean, it's confusion.
这是充满着混淆。
That's what the devil does. The devil brings confusion.
那是邪恶所带来的混淆。
And there are lots of people being hurt by this.
因为这个样子好多人被搞混了而且受伤了。
The song we sang here about, he has broken my bondages, he set me free, he's broken the chains.
Yeah.我们刚才所唱的圣诗里面说耶稣基督来了把我们的伤痕缝补起来了把我们被撕碎的心灵呢重新缝补了。
I think that the number of people right now in bondage is more than ever before.
而我们今天看到这个世界在魔鬼的耸动之下那一种伤害比以前过多而绝对不会更少。
It's really sad.
那真的是很糟糕。
How many people have been hurt and are confused?
很多人真的受伤了而且搞混了。
Okay, now how does God deal with this?
好那我们要问一个问题。上帝如何来处理这些事?
Well, if you go back to the Old Testament,
如果你回到旧约圣经的时候
well,You will find that the way that God did this opposed the apostasy.
So, 你如果从旧约里面看上帝怎么处理这些事情的，怎么样处理这些很糟糕邪恶的政权呢？
Well, first off, Elijah
had just had the major confrontation with the 450 prophets of Baal.
首先你们如果读圣经的时候，你们就知道当时出了一个非常出名的先知，叫做以利亚。他曾经一个人单挑450个那个邪恶的巴利的先知，450个。
Remember they called down the fire. The prophets of Baal tried to call down fire. Nothing happened.
他们当时不是用武力的，他们是好，你们巴利的先知，你说你们的巴利这个神太厉害了，你们献一只牛。那我呢，相信耶和华神是我们神，我也做一个祭坛，献一只牛。
And what happened was after the fire came down, what did they do to the 400 prophets of Baal?
所以呢，当时有一个规则就是什么呢？你不能点火哈，你不能自己，你祷告让你巴利从天上降火下来，而我呢，我祷告求耶和华神从天上降下来，那一个从天上降火下来的那个神是真神，所以呢，那个巴利他们那些先知就在那边跳啊跳啊，从早上跳到晚上，没有，而那个谁？ 以利亚很厉害，不是厉害了，他祷告，神从天上降火下来，把祭坛烧了，表示他接受了，表示说哪一位是真的。And
what happened to the prophets of Baal afterwards?
然后后来那450个先知怎么办呢？那个假先知怎么办呢？
Well, they took them out and killed them all.
所以呢，以利亚说把他们全部抓起来。
And then in this passage, Elijah was told by God to go call Jehu.
结果呢, 上帝还告诉这个先知以利亚说, 我要你去高抹一个将军, 他的名字叫做耶户。
And Yehu or Jehu was going to go, and he was assigned to go kill the king Ahab and Jezebel.
而且神告诉以利亚先知说，我要借着这一位耶户将军的手，将这个整个很糟糕的家族全部灭了。Now
this is all bloody and terrible.
哇，你听起来好像非常血腥，对不对？而且很恐怖。Okay,
now what I want to point out here.
但是我在这里要指出的一点是什么呢？
Is that that God works through. Now I'm not suggesting that we go kill all the people who we oppose or who are, don't uphold Christian values. I'm not suggesting that at all.
请你们记得我在这里并不是在鼓励说，哦，那我们基督徒就起来革命，然后把这些坏蛋全部杀掉，不是。
Okay. But what the Old Testament teaches us is that God works through government leaders. He works through the kings. He works through the prophets in order to accomplish his will on earth.
但是请我们记得在旧约圣经里面，上帝借着好几种不同的方法来成就他的事，特别对国家的大事呢，上帝可以借着君王，上帝也可以借着臣民来做他们成就的事情。
Now, I think the issue here is to understand that God is at work through political structures, through human structures, to accomplish his purposes.
换句话说，上帝可以用各种方式来成就其他要做的事情，比如说他可以借着一个政治体系。 或者借着那个社会的体系来成就他要成就的事。
And if you remember back in the Old Testament, remember how God brought the people out of bondage in Babylon. He raised up Cyrus, King Cyrus.
比如说犹太人、以色列人他们亡国之后，他们曾经被掳到巴比伦去，他们住在那边70年。 上帝可以兴起一个不认识耶和华神的一个王，叫做什么王？
Cyrus，
他呢？我们圣经里面有不同的名字，他反正叫做什么？何烈王是不是？
对，我忘记。
他呢，就兴起一个外国人的王，
对，
让他可以怎么样呢？
Okay.
站起来释放以色列人回他们的祖国。
Now all through history, God has worked like that.
所以换一句话说，上帝在旧约圣经里面，在历史上面用各种不同的方式。为了成就他的旨意，就是来让人得到祝福。
Okay. And for instance, he worked through Constantine, the emperor, who he gave a vision of a cross to quit persecuting the Christians.
对，比如说在罗马帝国， okay. 我们刚才读到的，罗马帝国一直在捆绑着，在迫害着基督教的信仰。杀了不知道多少万的人、
okay.
直到上帝兴起一个人叫做康斯坦丁大帝，他是第一个成为基督徒的罗马皇帝，释放了当时整个国家，然后让人可以自由的敬拜耶和华神。
Now I believe that we are in a present situation right now.
你看到刚才在这里我们的情形也是现在很像。
And I'm convinced that the Lord has raised up here in America, President Trump, to be a means, kind of like a Jehu, okay, to defeat some of the evil.
我相信这个时代，特别在美国，弟兄姊妹，你们已经看到了，上帝在今天兴起了一位好像古代兴起上帝兴起耶户王的一样的一个人，这一个人就是今天的川普总统。
Now I want to say this, that Jehu and these people in the Old Testament, some of them were very bad people.
但是坦白讲啊，当时跟着耶户一起、
okay.
那个起来的人的里面不是全部都是好人的。
But God used them anyway.
但是呢，上帝还是借着他们。
And for the last 8 years, I've been praying for God to use President Trump.
在过去八年里面，我一直祷告，求上帝使用川普总统。
And I believe that he lost the last election in 2020.
我觉得呢，他2020年落选了。
对。
是有上帝的目的的。
Because God needed to humble him, needed to refine him, and have him nearly get killed.
Okay. 再来，他落选了以后呢，上帝有他很奇妙的作为，就是什么呢？让他落选以后，让他不断的被攻击以后，甚至差一点被子弹打死，让他学习如何谦卑下来。
Okay, and when he almost got killed, he gave glory to God.
你知道当他差一点被杀死的时候、
okay.
他在众人的面前他说我感谢上帝救了我。
Now, you can like Trump or not like Trump, you know.
我知道我们当中可能有人很喜欢川普，有人很讨厌他。
But what should be our attitude toward him?
但是我们对他的态度应该怎么样呢？
Okay. Well, I think we need to understand, one, that none of the leaders who've been raised up are perfect.
请我们记得哈，上帝呼召人来服侍他，世界上很多人被上帝呼召，包括你跟我，没有世界上没有一个人完美的。
Yeah. Okay, that's one. And that it takes...A personality. I think he's very much like Winston Churchill.
我觉得川普总统呢，他不是完美，但是我看他的样子很像那个英国的首相丘吉尔。
I love Winston Churchill.
我很喜欢温斯顿丘吉尔。
Well, he had a lot of personality flaws.
他有很多人格上的缺陷。
He drank too much.
他很会喝酒。
He had lots of issues.
他有很多的问题。
He was hard to be with.
他真的不好相处。
Okay. But God raised him up to save England and to save Western civilization.
当时在二次大战的时候, 神拣选这个不是完美的人, 让他可以把英国拯救下来, 而且让整个欧洲大地没有被德国的纳粹党那个破坏掉。
And I think that in answer to prayers, God has raised up this man, Trump, and his administration. Look at who he's brought in.
所以我在这里要告诉我们, 就是你有没有看到上帝听我们很多人在祷告, 真的在这个世代,
okay.
上帝拣选川普跟他的内阁, so, 要在美国做清洗的工作。
So we need to know that they are not perfect. That's one.
结果我们记得啊, 他们没有一个完美的。
Number two,
第二个,
He's not our Messiah.
请我们记得, 他不是我们的弥赛亚, 他不是我们的救主。
Okay, he's not Jesus.
他也不是耶稣。
Okay? We cannot confuse that. Some Christians say, oh, he's like the Messiah. No, he's not.
所以请我们记得有些基督徒很喜欢他说, 哦,他就好像弥赛亚, 不要这样讲, 那是不对的。
Okay? And number three,
第三点,
is that we really need to pray that he will not get proud.
好, 请我们记得, 让我们要祷告, 不要让川普总统变成骄傲的人。
Okay, because if he does, he will fall.
如果他开始骄傲, 他必定会跌倒。
And if he abandons God, he will fall.
请我们记得, 如果他忘记神了, okay. 他一定会失败。
So, what is our role as Christians?
所以我们做基督徒, 我们的角色是做什么?
In this context,
在这个情况之下, okay. 我们怎么做?
I think that Trump is used by God, well, to restore freedom of speech, to restore freedom of religion.
好, 我相信呢, 上帝借着川普在目前做什么呢? 让我们可以自由地发表你的看法, 还有呢, 可以自由地敬拜。
I mean, a number of you, some of you went up to Washington on January 6th.
你记不记得在2020年的1月6号,
okay.
有好多人到那个国会山庄在1月6号去那边抗议有没有?
Okay, yeah, four buses went.
有我们这里听说我们华人有至少四部的那个什么呢？巴士过去了，对不对？
And we were praying there.
我们很多基督徒在那边祷告。
That was a big revival. It was a prayer meeting.
是一个祷告会，在那里有很大的复兴，对不对？
But a number of you got caught. Some people got caught.
有一些人就被抓了。
Okay. It was terrible.
那是很可怕的事情。
Okay. Now, what is our role in this?
好, 我们基督徒, 我们的角色是什么?
Okay, well, I think we go back to the Acts passage.
主要带领我们回到使徒行传第四章刚才我们所念的那段圣经。
Okay. That one, of course, the Bible tells us that we are to pray for those in government authority.
你知道圣经里面告诉我们说, 我们要为在上掌权者祷告。 Okay.
We're told to do that.
我们被吩咐要这样做。Now,
I'll be honest. I had a very hard time praying for President Biden, but I still prayed for him.
我坦白讲啊, 我说要叫我为拜登祷告啊, 有一点困难, 但是神的命令我还是要祷告。Because
I obeyed God. I obeyed what the Bible said.
因为我顺从圣经的教导, 上帝命令我们这样做。
Okay, and some of you may have a hard time praying for Trump too.
所以可能我们当中有人很讨厌川普的叫他，叫这种人为川普祷告，他也好像很困难，对不对？
But God tells us to pray for them.
但是圣经告诉我们说，为在上掌权者祷告。
Okay. That that's our responsibility.
那是我们的责任。
Okay, and pray that they will not fall into pride, that they'll not be deceived.
让他们不陷入骄傲的里面，而且不被欺骗。
Okay. Now, we need to pray for something else.
好，我们还有一些需要祷告的。
And it goes back here, we need to pray just like what those disciples prayed. We need to pray.
要像当时初代的基督徒当时的祷告一样。
We need to pray like in verse 30. Lord, this is 29, verse 29.
Yeah.
Lord, look at their threats.
这里说什么呢？这里的祷告第一句话，当时的使徒怎么样祷告的？在第四章《使徒行传》第四章的二十九节说，他们恐吓我们。
Okay, look at their threats.
说主啊，请你看他们对我们的恐吓。
Now, when we say look at their threats, we're not just saying, "Oh Lord, you know."We're under attack. We've got all these problems. We're saying, Lord, do something about these threats.
好，请你记得，这群当时的基督徒不是说主啊，你看我们好可怜啊，我们被打了，我们怎么样啊？不是在那边求可怜，在这里说呢，告诉主说，主啊，我们被恐吓，请你做一些事情。
I believe that that is what God is doing. We've then said, Lord, look at the threats.Coming all over the world. Look at the threat. Look at the Ukraine war. Russia, Ukraine.
因为我们说，我们祷告的时候，我们可以在神面前，主啊，这个国家还有这个世界面对好多的威胁。
Yeah, look at what's happening. Look at what's happening right here in New York City.
如果我们说，我要看乌克兰跟你们苏俄的打仗，还有看这个地方打仗，那个还有在纽约那么乱。
Those are the threats.
这些对我们都是一种威胁。
And I believe that God is raising up government leaders who are doing something about it.
所以请我们记得，我们可以求神说，主啊，换人来做好不好？把好的人放在那个上去，那些不好的不要再上去了。
但是 what we need to pray is, Lord, enable us to speak your word with boldness.
好，但是很有趣的一点，这一群基督徒怎么说呢？他说，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
Stretch out your hand and heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
还有一方面呢，伸出你的手来做医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因你圣仆耶稣的名字行出来。
You see, all Trump is doing is making space. That's all he's doing. That's all he can do.
你有没有看到川普现在做的是什么呢？让这个国家有平静安稳，让那些被阻拦的东西挪开。
All he's doing is giving room now for a great move of God.
换句话说，他在帮助美国开一条路，让神可以大大的在这个国家工作。
But he is not going to bring that himself. He can't. That is our job.
所以请我们记得哈，他并没有说我来做，你们不必这样。没有，那个祷告的功夫不是只有他而已，我们全体基督徒都要这样祷告。
Okay, I believe that what God is calling us to do is not to rest from our prayers.
Yeah, 还有一点，你有没有看到这里使徒们的祷告？他说，让我们不要停止祷告，让我们跟随你继续往前走。
And also we need to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
而且基督徒不要忘记了一个很重要的使命。我们要把福音好消息传给那些还没有信的人。
We need to pray for outpourings of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要为他们祷告，让圣灵降临在他们身上，他们生命可以被改变。
And we need to be the means of healing of the nations.
而且
we need to be the means that God brings healing.
让我们成为什么呢？让我们可以成为神医治的手，来医治国家，医治这个社会，医治个人。
I honestly think that we've been given a reprieve, a little, how do you say reprieve in Chinese? I forget. But we've been given space here from the onslaught of Satan that was trying to destroy the United States.
请我们记得。你如果回想过去到现在， 我可以说我们基督徒可能在以前忽略了祷告，我们以为说政治是其他们的事情，我们不祷告的时候就开了一个破口，让魔鬼进入我们里面，让这个国家在几年之内就变成乱七八糟。
对。And so now, we need to step into the gap. We need to do the work of prayer. We need to do the work of healing. We need to, and all in the name of Jesus. That's the call that's upon us as the church.
今天那个破口必须有基督徒用祷告踏在那个地方，把那个破口可以缝补起来，让那个地方不再让黑暗的权势在那里滋生，在那个地方继续破坏这个国家，那是我们做基督徒应该有的责任。而且另一方面，不断的为国家祷告，而且为个人、为家庭、为社会祷告，让魔鬼在这个国家、在个人、在我们家庭里面不再继续做破坏的工作，让我们更多人可以领受神的爱跟恩典，得到什么呢？祝福跟恩典。
Okay.So that is the word that I believe we've been given.
这就是圣经里面借着当时的基督徒所发出的祷告，让我们今天看到这里，我们必须要跟随圣经在这里给我们的教导，往那方向、那方面在做。
So I'd like for us to, could we stand up and offer a prayer, and I'd like for us to pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on us, all of us here,And you know, you may not have voted for Trump. That's okay. You may not like him.I'm not sure I like him either sometimes. but that doesn't matter. What we're dealing with is how God works.
好，请我们记得一件事情啊。我们现在要进入祷告。我盼望我要呼吁我们更多的基督徒愿意站在那个破口。
Yeah.
让我们为川普总统祷告。其实川普总统不是完美的人，他有很多人家看起来都讲起来都好像不是基督徒的样子的，因为他不完美，跟你一样，跟我一样，因为你在那个位置上面呢，看到灯照在身上他都彰显出来，对不对？所以现在不是在批评这个人怎么样，我们要祷告的时候，主啊，如果这个人你把他放在那里，让我们为他祷告，让他做得好，让他做神要他做的事情，让这个国家在主你的爱里面能够被更新，那是我们祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay. 好不好？我们站起来祷告。
好，就我们站起来祷告。
Lord, okay. We thank you.That you've answered the prayers of many, many people.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为你听了好多人在你面前的祷告。
To reverse what felt like a decline of America, of America leaving our Judeo-Christian foundations.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为我们看到过去这几年当中那个不合神经意的政权跟带领者就把整个国家带往破坏的方向，把原来这个国家是用旧约圣经跟新约圣经真理所建立起来的国家，把那个根基要把它毁坏掉。主啊，我们知道了，现在是时候让我们求主借着川普跟他的团队以及我们的祷告把他修整回来，让这个国家再一次可以蒙恩得救。
Yes, and Lord, we don't understand always what you're doing through government leaders. We don't always understand.
主啊，我们有时候其实不知道那些在上掌权者他们有了权柄，这些政府的官员他们在做的事情我们有时候不懂。
Lord, you still tell us to pray for them.
但是你还是命令我们无论如何要为他们祷告。
And Lord, we pray now that you will use us to pray in a great revival, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit now.
但是更重要的一点，主，你不但叫我们为在上掌权者祷告，你也要我们在你面前祷告说，主啊，让你的圣火，让你的爱，让你的恩典大大的降临，让我们更多的人，我们的国家都能够被翻转过来。
And Lord, we pray for Canada.
所以我们在这里要为加拿大祷告,
for England, for United Kingdom.
还有为大英帝国, 为英国祷告,
for Australia.
为澳洲祷告,
we also pray for China.
所以我们在这里要为中国祷告,
and for Taiwan.
还有为台湾祷告,
Lord, every nation faces unique challenges right now.
主啊,我们知道每一个国家都有不同独特的问题跟必须面对的挑战。
We pray, Lord, that you will bring a great move of the Holy Spirit.
主啊,我们在这里恳求亲爱的圣灵有一个大的运动在我们当中要改变这个世界。
We also pray for Israel, of course.
主啊,当然我们也要为以色列祷告。So
Lord, make us, even though we may feel very small and we don't occupy government positions or high government positions.
主啊,我们虽然不是居高位的人, 我们在政府机构里面也没有什么单位, 什么主管, 我们都没有, 但是求主帮助, 不要让我们自己小看我们自己。
Yes, yes. But in the kingdom of God, we stand with you in the heavenly places. And so we stand in a very high place of great authority.
主啊, 但是帮助我们知道, 我们是人物, 我们虽然是小人物, 但是我们站在巨人的肩膀上, 我们站的地方是高, 是至高地, 是可以看到整个世界的运作, 因为我们的神是我们的肩膀, 我们的神是我们的保护, 我们的神是我们的扶持, 我们依靠他, 就必得胜。
Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告, 阿们。
Reach out to the person next to you, just bless them.
好不好, okay? 你跟左臂, 左边右边人说, yeah. 上帝祝福你, 全神祝福你。
Is that okay?
Okay. Okay. 好, good. 好, 请坐。 弟兄姊妹, 我盼望, 今天, 罗牧师在这里的祷告, 在这里的信息, 能够触动我们的心。 基督徒跟其他的人不一样的一点, 就是我们有神, 他是掌管宇宙的神, 神也听我们的祷告, 当我们祷告对准神的心意的时候, 神做奇妙的事。 所以我求主帮助我们，让我们不但为美国祷告，因为我们住在美国，我们也同时也求主帮助我们，为我们自己的祖国祷告，为台湾、为中国祷告，盼望不要有战争，因为我们都是同胞。求主带领，如果我们在那边发生了战争，那将是非常可怕的事情。
Friends, we hope that the words from Dr. Long this morning has encouraged you to recognize one thing that's important in all of this is the fact is that for us as followers of Jesus, we're different. We worship a God, the God of the universe, creator of all things, but more importantly, he's the God that listens to our prayers. So we have to recognize the power of prayer and the effectiveness of prayer that the Lord is hearing our words. And it's important for us to pray and especially pray for the nation we're in, but also don't forget to pray for the homeland of origin. For you have to recognize that we have all have came here to the United States, but we have a home. And it's so important for us to pray for our ethnic home.
Yeah.
Because if there's any trials in of this world, we're affected by it too. So therefore, use the power of prayer and may we pray.
如果你的祷告够长, 请你也不要忘记那些跟我们不一样的国家, 比如说为穆斯林祷告, 为那些我们不认识的国家祷告, 那是我们基督徒一个很重要的责任。
Okay. We not forget also, not just to say, like, I pray the prayers that I need to pray for myself and for my country, but maybe think about those around us, those who are oppressed, those around us, those who are struggling, those who are in nations of turmoil. May we put our heart and mind to those around us because we are called to be one.
你要当基督徒祷告的时候, 神在做奇妙的工作。
As we pray as followers of Jesus, the Lord is at work.
我举两个例子好了。
So Pastor Chan wants to share two examples.
第一个例子，很多那个穆斯林的移民到欧洲去，很多穆斯林的移民到美国来，他们有一个目的，就是我们要到那个地方，把那个地方变成穆斯林的国家。
Well, Pastor Chan wants to share, like, we have a lot of people that immigrate from Islamic countries into Europe, and some of them come from Europe to the United States, and with a mindset that they want to convert this nation that they're in to become an Islamic nation.
我们不会引起宗教战争。
And of course, we won't physically fight.
但是我在这里告诉我们这位基督徒的祷告神听。
We have to remind ourselves that as we pray, the Lord hears.
你知道法国现在有多少那个穆斯林变成基督徒吗？
Do you know how many Muslims in France have become followers of Jesus?
现在的估计至少200万以上，甚至300万，你大概没有办法相信。
It's reported that's about 2 million, right? 2 to 3 million has converted to.
而且还在继续增长。
And it's still rising.
你知道谁做的？
Do you know who did that?
基督徒都看到他们就不太想跟他们在一起。
Yeah, and as Christians see them in person, they don't want to be an associate or affiliate.
是耶稣亲自对他们讲话。
But it's because Jesus directly spoke to them.
而且你知道现在在那个穆斯林的国家里面，在穆斯林的国家里面，哪一个国家的基督徒最多你知道吗？
Do you know where in the Islamic countries where there's most Christians?
伊朗。伊朗的基督徒好几百万。你大概没有办法去想象。
Iran, that's right.
So there's several million Christians. 所以呢，神在做奇妙的事。所以我们基督徒一个最美的地方就是，不要小看你的祷告。你的祷告神听的时候，会带出奇妙大的祝福，那是非常重要的事情。
We have to recognize how powerful prayer is, and as these examples shown, we have not even engaged these people, but yet they have came. Why? It's because of the power of prayer through us as followers of Jesus.
在美国也一样。
And in America alike.
好多年轻的穆斯林成为基督徒。
So many young Muslims have become Christians.
所以你看到神是真实的主。
And you recognize how real our God is.
你知道从我们个人的生命到整个国家到整个世界都在神的掌控当中。
Now they recognize within us, our nation and the world around us is all in the hands of our Lord.
所以不要小看你的祷告。
So let's not look so belittle our prayer, power prayer.
有时候你忠心的诚意的在神的面前祷告神听一个人的生命一个家庭可以改变过来。
And so you have to recognize the sincerity as we gather before the Lord in prayer that He would hear and He would transform yourself and families and nations.
纵使这个世界充满着邪恶，但是我们不用怕。
There's always going to be evil and darkness in this world, but we should not be afraid.
因为我们站在神那边，那将是最美的祝福。
Because as we stand on the side of the Lord is the greatest blessing.
我曾经跟我们弟兄姊妹讲过一件很有趣的事情。
And Pastor Chan has in the past shared a very interesting story.
在美国南北战争的时候，南方跟北方打仗就是为了黑奴的事情。
And during the Civil War, as they were fighting against this issue of slavery.
啊，两边都是基督徒。
Both sides are Christians.
啊、两边都说神站在我们这一边。
And both sides argue that the Lord is on my side.
所以你知不知道有记者问林肯总统说：“总统，你说上帝站在你这边，南部的人也说上帝站在他们那边，那上帝要站在哪一边呢？”
So reporters have asked President Lincoln at times. He says that, "Hey, President Lincoln, you state that the Lord is on your side, but the South is also saying that the Lord is on their side. So whose side is the Lord on?"
And do
you know what Lincoln responded?
他说我是什么人啊?
And he says, who am I?
我怎么敢叫上帝站在我这一边?
How do I dare to say that the Lord is standing on my side?
我的祷告说, 主啊, 帮助我站在你那一边。
And he says that my prayer is, Lord, let me stand by your side.
所以请我们记得我们基督徒祷告不要说上帝啊我们比较好你要站在我们这边或者我们这边人比较多你要听我们的。
We can't be arguing with God in our prayer saying, Lord, you gotta be on my side because our side have more people and so you gotta be here.
我们基督徒要常常问自己说主啊我有没有站在你那一边。
We always have to constantly remind ourselves, Lord, am I standing by your side?
包括从最小夫妻的吵架开始。
especially even in small disagreements within our spouses.
请问夫妻从来没有吵架的，请举手， 我们给你拍手。
Yeah, we want to clap for those spouses that never fought or argued.
结婚以后夫妻从来不吵架，请举手。
Like those after marriage never fought again.
有很多人在笑，好像你们都是是不是都有吵架，是不是？
And so everybody's laughing, so it seems like everybody's in disagreements often.
请你记得，你们吵架的时候， 请你会不要告诉你的配偶说，上帝站在我这一边。
Yeah, please, in your arguments, don't stand by your spouse and say that the Lord is with me on this.
让我们在神的面前说，主啊，我有没有站在你那一边？
Let us stand before the Lord and ask, Lord, have I been standing by?
让我们站在神面前说，主啊，我愿意像你一样。
And we want to pray that, Lord, we want to be like you.
而且让我跟对方都能够站在你那一边。
That us and those who we're against right now would stand with you.
那就有祝福,
and that's where the blessing will come.
那就有平安,
and that's where peace will come.
那就有喜乐,
and that's when there's going to be joy unending.
我想这是基督信仰最美最美的地方。
I think that's one of the most beautiful pieces of following Jesus.
好,
okay.
我不要再讲道下去了,
yeah, let's not continue preaching.
我们来唱一首诗, 这首诗歌很好。
Let us sing the response hymn.
这首诗歌说, 我爱传,
传讲祝福音，传讲天上妙事，传讲耶稣爱罪人，传讲他为人死。我爱传讲祝福音，福音是善大难。 难救罪人面沉沦，难救世人的神。我爱传讲祝福音，传讲老旧的福音，传讲耶稣爱罪人，传讲耶稣救恩。 我爱传讲祝福音，福音美妙清新，胜过一切的珍品，胜过所有黄金。我爱传讲祝福音，向人不断传讲。 福音是我的生命，是我心灵欢畅。我爱传讲祝福音，传讲老旧的福音，传讲耶稣爱罪人，传讲耶稣救恩。 我爱传讲祝福音，越传越觉甘甜。每逢对人来讲论，越讲越觉新鲜。我爱传讲祝福音，传讲就很信心。 上有人从未听闻，真神叫人故事。我爱传讲祝福音，传讲老旧的福音，传讲耶稣爱罪人，传讲耶稣救恩。 传讲祝福音，要人随唱听闻。但人岂可愿多听，向那未听之人，明日我必唱新歌，在那荣耀天庭。 认识我一生，所爱老教福音，我爱传讲主福音，传讲老教的福音，传讲耶稣爱罪人，传讲耶稣救恩。
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，我们刚才所唱的这首诗歌，再次提醒我们。
Lord, as we sing this hymn, Lord, it reminds us.
有一位爱我们的神。
There's such a loving God upon us.
他曾经来到这个世界。
Lord, that you would come down to this world.
就是我们的主耶稣。
Our Jesus Christ.
他来到这个世界为我们死在十字架上。
Lord, that you come down to die on the cross.
成为我们的赎罪者。
To become our Savior.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我在这里奉耶稣的圣名求你赐福我们在座的每一位。
So Lord, in the name of Jesus, we declare, Lord, that you would touch each and every one of us.
让每一个人不管我们信的或者还没有信的。
Lord, regardless if we believe or we have yet to believe.
让我们开始敞开我们的心愿意接受你。
Let our hearts be open to receive more of you.
让我们已经信你的爱你更深。
Lord, let the ones who believe you love you even more.
让我们还没有信你的，让心可以敞开。
Lord, let those who have yet to believe you, let their hearts be open widely.
愿意尝试那一位耶稣是不是真的神
？Lord, that we will continue to believe that Lord, you are our true God.
主啊，改变我们的生命。
Lord, change our hearts.
让我们的生命活出美好。
Lord, let our hearts be transformed.
帮助我们活出。真正的生命
Let us be transformed into the real life we have been given.
让我们的生命活出有意义的生命。
Lord, let our life be transformed to have meaning, great meaning.
求主赐福。
Lord, help us.
求圣灵成为我们最好的老师。
Lord, let your spirit be our greatest teacher.
带领我们。
Lord, that will guide us and lead us.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这样祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。